Yeah. So we saw last week that there's a built-in koyach of shlita in a person. That Rav Einsham gave people the rotzen to be shoylet. But that can be used correctly and it can be used badly. But the reason why Rav Einsham put it in a person is because he's supposed to be shoylet over the bria, right? Kol shato tachas raglav tamshileu b'masi yodecho. The Meshoira says in Tehillim, right? Kol shato tachas raglav. So the tachlis of a person, the reason why the Rebbeinu Shem created a person, is that he should be a shoylet over the bria. No, so he has a rotzen in himself, he has a koyach in himself, he has an ability in himself, a drive in himself to exercise shlita. No? So versteht sich, that can be misused and be subverted. And then you use it and you find that the people want to be shoylet on one another. So the same thing is true with this inyan of kesef. I have kesef, lo yisba kesef. Mi ohev behamon lo sevu'o, kam ze hevel. The Pasuk says that if somebody is ohev kesef, he likes money, lo yisba kesef, so he can never have enough of it. So we started talking last week about it, but kesef is an expression of kisufin, of desire. Nichsov nichsavti lebeis ovi. So, it's a funny thing that Rav Einsham was matbia in a person, a teva of liking money. Everybody likes money. That's a funny thing. You could imagine you have a person who, like, he's got a bad stomach and he can only eat granola. And you know, there's nothing to do with the money. He's got everything that he needs. And even so, he wants money. He's Oev Kesef. Now, that's a special taiva, a special craving, which the Rebbeinu Shalom was matbia in the teva of a person. That it's not that the person likes money so much because he can buy things for it. You've all heard of misers, the Silas Manners, right? Who have bags and bags of gold and enjoy counting it. They don't buy anything for it. They deny themselves the simplest things. There's a moshul for the Gemara, and that Gemara has a moshul for that. Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about Ahu Gavra, talks about a person, they have a korele achbere de shochev adinre, a mouse that lies on a dinner. You know, sometimes you find a mouse, and decides to make his little house and make his little bed on a coin. So the coin doesn't do anything for it. It doesn't keep it warm, it doesn't sustain it, it doesn't feed it. But it enjoys the dinner. It enjoys sitting on the dinner. Achbara the shochev a dinner. That's the moshul of the chemdas ha-moment. Not for what the money can buy, but simply the illogical rotzen, the illogical chemda of having more and more. So, in a way, that's the shayrish of all bad things in the world, because you know that we, in the Loshon of Chazal, in the Loshon of the Psukim, it's always the nochash, who is the koyach of Ra. Yeah? Nochash came to be Mesis Chava in Gan Eden. Well, Nochash is the koyach of Ra in the world. So the Gemara Medrash says, Niskapsil kol achayis etzel hanochash, v'omu lo mahano yesh lach. In Yishach hanochash v'loi lochash. There's a nochash bites, and Chazal says the nochash has no hanoah from the biting. It's just a want. It's an irrational craving. Ma no yeshlo. Another animal attacks in order to eat, it attacks in order to fill some need. So nochash bites, ma no yeshlo. There's no hano. So the way Chazal seem to be teaching is that the shayrish of badness in the world is an inexplicable kind of craving, of wanting something. And not because it does you any good. Forget the emphasis, though, that the person sees he doesn't have eruv. Is it really doing much good? I mean, the most averus which a person does, the hanoas which he gets, are only fleeting hanoas. I have a no for a few minutes and then it passes. So really, if a person would make a cheshbon on it, like it doesn't pay, then mostly he feels bad afterwards and he would be shaykel, the hano which he gets for a short while against the feeling of depression and ichiness which followed, wouldn't do it. Teretz is, it's not rational, it doesn't make a cheshbon on it, it doesn't sort of create a balance sheet and come out of this loinsuch. It's an irrational kind of craving, you want. You want because you want. And that's an insatiable wanting. Right? We keep on doing wrong things again and again and again and again and again. Why do we do that? Because there's this insatiable rotzon planted in a person. So why is it taka there? Like, couldn't Rav Einstein figure out a better way of creating us? I mean, why plant such a rotzon in the person? So the answer is in exactly the same way as the rotzon to be shoylet, the craving to exercise control, is a very, very valuable koyach which the Weinstein put in us for a purpose, except that it's very possible to misuse it. So the same thing is true with this insatiable craving. Pasuk says later on in Kohelet, it's called Amar lo Adam Lefiyo, v'hanefesh loy simole, that the rotzen, the nefesh, is never satisfied. That there's a craving in a person which is never, never satisfied. Because yesh lo mona, that's a mosayim, yesh lo mosayim, that's a abameyos. Chazal said that ein odom meis v'chatzi tavosa v'yoda. That was the medayik. It's an interesting thing. This kind of rotzen. What does the Gemara say? Yesh lo mona, roitze mosayim, right? So how much is he missing? He's got 100. What does he want? 200. So how much is he missing? 100. Nish gefelech. Yesh lo mosayim, roitze abameyos. So he's already worse off. He's got 200, but what's he missing? He's missing 200. He wants 400, right? Yesh lo abameyos, he wants 800, so he's missing 400. And it gets worse and worse. You know, it's a constantly accelerating craving. So you're never fulfilled. So you'll know the moshel which Chazal say, that moshel to Bas Melech, who married a kafre, how do you pronounce it? A peasant married a Bas Melech, peasant married a princess. So in Hevi lo kol chemdos shebo'olam, she's never going to be satisfied. Lama she bas melech. What's he going to do with this peasant? He's going to bring her the most beautiful things from the state fair. So what do they sell there? Tomatoes, beautiful red tomatoes, cucumbers. So somebody embroidered something. So he's going to bring it home, the peasant home. It's the nicest thing you can get in the village. And so what's it going to do for her? She comes from the palace. And she's used to kohen and kohen. She has much more beautiful things than those. So the kafri, the peasant, there's no way in the world that he can satisfy the bas melech. So that's the hanefesh lo simole, because the neshama is a bas melech. The neshama comes right from up there by the Rabbeinu Shlalom. So it comes from the palace of the melech. And when the Rabbeinu Shlom puts her into a guf, into a physical guf, so it's like she marries a peasant. So what's he going to bring her? He's going to bring her Mercedes, the nicer things in Shemaya. He's going to bring her. What's he going to bring her? In other words, it's always a craving of more and more and more and more. Why? Because she wants more. She's used to having much, much bigger hanos. Tzaddik talked over someplace. There's this interesting point that, you know, that in many, many ways, physically, so people have got lots in common with behemoths. Right? The body, same function, same kind of function, same kind of way the body functions, the minor differences. I think there are more similarities than differences in the body of the person, how it functions. So he says that there's one strange thing, there's one strange difference. So it's very remarkable. He says, if you look around in the animal world, you don't see the animals overindulging. Animals eat, and when they finish eating, they don't have any Weight Watchers in the jungle. Huh? I mean, the gorillas have a problem with being overweight. They eat whatever they eat, and when they finish eating, they stop eating. They sleep. They procreate with the females to be mimicked the mean. That's it. In other words, what's needed is needed, what's not needed is not needed. There is no such thing as overindulgence. So he asks, how come by human beings it's not that way? I mean, we overindulge. If we give us enough food, then we'll overeat. Give us a bed, we'll oversleep. Tivers urge us to do more than we need for the Qiyum Hamin. So why is that? Why just in that Nakuda should the human body, the human physical body, function so measurably differently than that in the animal world? So he says that this is the Yisoid, this is the reason. That's the Bas Melech. She wants more and more and more and more and more. There's no way of satisfying. That's a koyach which the Ribbono Shel Olam put into people. Why? Why did he put it into them? The answer is pashut. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to have an insatiable craving. He wants us to want more and more and more and more. Why does he want that? Because the object of our craving should be a ruchnistic object. David HaMelech said, Lani kivas erakim li toiv. That which I consider toiv is to be close to Hashem. So of that you can never get enough. So you want more and more and more and more and more. And that's why this koyach was planted in the person to always want more, never be satisfied. Yeshloi daf echot, vaitzeh shnei dafim, right? Theoretically. In other words, always to want to learn more, to know more Torah, to feel more Kodesh, to be closer to Hashem, is that we should never have enough of. So we've got this longing inside us. But instead of recognizing it for what it is, we're like children. I was going to the Mechina over here. There you ask the Dom Councils, they'll confirm it. So that always at the beginning, in Elul, as always, all the kids have stomach aches and sore throats and ear aches and nose aches. What's the pshat? Is it because the weather in Elul generates stomach aches? No, the kids are homesick. The new kids, the freshies, the 9th graders, the first time they're away from home. All right? So they're homesick, they miss home. But they don't like to admit to themselves that they miss home, so it becomes a stomach ache, it becomes a toothache, it becomes a toe ache, right? In other words, there's the inner craving, there's the inner wanting. What does he want? He wants mommy. Right? That's what he wants. Nu, stell sich das aus. I want this, I want that. That's the word. The neshama wants. What does it want? Want the Ribbono Shel Olam. But it's hard for a person to admit that to himself. So what do I want? I want a nicer car. What do I want? I want a different kind of suit. Yeah, all kinds of stussy things. And that's not really what I want. And since it's not really what I want, so when I get it, I'm not satisfied. So there's another mushroom of a kaya, which is a perfectly, not only a perfectly good kaya, but an absolutely essential kaya for a person who wants to be what Hashem wants him to be. Right? It's always the... So the whole purpose of the Bria is that way. As in the halacha that a person does tshuva. So if it's a tshuva me'ava, it's zdoinus nasus kezochias. That even if a person was over na'ava, it made it. So he does tshuva me'ava, so then the zdoinus nasus kezochias. So the Ma'ava explains why is this nasus kezochias. Because when a person does tshuva, you know, we daven in Shemoneh Esrei, we say, what do we say? We say, Hashiveinu avinu l'sayu l'secha, v'koveinu malkeinu l'avad l'secha, v'hachazireinu v'seshuva shleim v'lefanecha. So what do we mean? What are we mispalel for in this bracha? Hashiveinu avinu l'sayu l'secha. So if it means doing tshuva for chatoim, then naveira. We're asking Hashem, help us to do tshuva. But then there's a lot of redundancy there, because we say that v'hachazireinu v'seshuva shleim v'lefanecha. What's the difference between hashiveinu avinu l'sayu l'secha and hachazireinu v'seshuva shleim v'lefanecha? So what's tshuva? Tshuva, hashiveinu, it's the same thing. See, the pshat is that somebody said once to Northern God, I asked him, what yeshiva do you go to? He said, oh, I'm in a bal tshuva yeshiva. Says, like, I don't know any yeshivas which aren't Baal Tshuva yeshivas. I mean, every yidin should be a Baal Tshuva. Right? He was about it. Hashivei Novin L'Sei Rasechon tries the whole world. It has to be in a constant state of Tshuva. That's what the world is all about. See, the Pshat is that when the Rebbein Shem created the world is like a boomerang. What's a boomerang? A boomerang is your... Throw the boomerang. You know what a boomerang is? What's a boomerang in Persian? What? It's a sort of a... It's a piece of wood, it's curved. In Australia, the Aborigines, they hunt with it. You know what I mean? You throw it, and if it hits the animal which you hunt with, so then the animal gets killed. If it doesn't, it comes back by itself. So that's what the Bria is about. Now, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam made a Bria. What does that mean? He made a Bria like he made a Richuk between himself. Created a physical world. That means he placed a distance between the created world and himself. What's the purpose of that distance? The purpose of that distance is that it should come back. In other words, the natural state. Ribbono Shel Olam wants tshuva. What does tshuva mean? Coming back. In other words, the whole tachlis of Avodah is to eliminate that distance. You want to come back. That's the Indian of the Avodah of Korbanos, Maharal learns. I bring a korban. I'm symbolizing to myself that really I don't want to have any existence outside the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't want to be away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I can't. So I take my property and I makrif it and make it kulay kodesh. Like as a symbol to the fact that everything really ought to have no separate existence at all outside the Ribbono Shel Olam. Maharal says, Stoinus Nasa Kezochi has a pshat like this, that if you do tshuva, you're getting back towards the way the Ribbono Shel Olam wants the world to be. And you're doing it in a big way because of the chait that you did. You see, the pshat like this, the whole world is in a constant state of tshuva. The whole world is in a constant state of drawing closer to Hashem, coming back. We became distant by the fact that Hashem created us. Now we're coming back. We're always coming closer and closer. The Chayta is running in the other direction. Right? So he's going in exactly the opposite way in which Hashem wants him to go. precise like this. And now he does tshuva, it means he turns around. When he's turning around, he's setting his face to go in the right direction. That's the Seder Ha'olam. That's the way the world is supposed to be. See, when we say Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seir V'Secha, we're not saying for a chait that we did. Even if we didn't do a chait, we're asking Hashem, help us to do tshuva, which means help us, help to set us on the right path, so that we should be shavim. Right? Our whole metzius, our life, everything that we do, everything that we think, everything that we function in, should all be a process of eliminating the distance. It should be a process of coming back. And we say, and if we did an avera, which means that we've been drifting in the other direction, or we've been walking or rushing in the other direction, bring us back. But what I mean is that the natural state of a person, like there is a built-in koyach in a person that wants to come back to Hashem. There's something in every person. That's the boomerang koyach in the person. That the distance which Ribbono Shel Kviyochel like threw him away by creating him, by giving him a physical existence, he doesn't want to stay away. He wants to come close and close and close and close and close and more close, right? That's the tshuka, that's the unsatiable koyach of craving which lies in every person. No, so what does this fellow do? He's Oyev Kesef. In other words, he taps into this koyach, he taps into this Meshunadika craving and wanting to come close, but he degrades it into an Ahava of Kesef. He degrades it into a wanting of money. Kisufin, more and more and more and more. Is Mavasa to him. It tells him that you are an Ohev Kesef, lo Yisba Kesef. You're never going to get enough. So, Ram is his Leinzefner. Because it's not going to do you any good. So you're going to rush around, and you're going to rush around and try and get more, and try and get more, and try and get more, and try and get more. And what's the answer? So when you have more, all that will have happened is that you have bigger needs. Before, you had $50, all you needed was $50 to make you happy. Tomorrow you're going to have $5,000, you're going to need $5,000 to make you happy. It's Leinzefner. Because you're plugging in this koyach into the wrong channel. That's this posuk of Oyev Kesef, lo Yisba Kesef. The same as the shlita, the koyach ha-shlita is a good koyach which the Ribbono Shel Olam put into a person. But people tend to misuse it. So also the tshuka for money. That's not what it was given to you for. It was given to you for a different purpose. Umi ohev behomon lo sevua. Gamze hevel. That's really the same thing over again. You have a farm. So what gives you pleasure? What gives you a kick in your harvest? Is it the vod that now you've got wheat in your silo and you can make yourself bread and eat, and that's good, that's kosher. I mean, that's what you have your farm for. Everything is fine. But what if you're an ohev behomon? You rejoice in the crowd, in the multitude of wheat. You look at your field and you see acres and acres and acres of wheat spreading out in front of you, or you see you after the harvest, you look at your silos and you see these huge barns. They are bursting with grain. And you have a kick out of it. You say, wow, I have so much. Right? In other words, if your simcha lies in the amount, not the pshat is in the utilitarian skula of the stuff. I have what I need. That's great. That's a wonderful gift from Hashem. That's beautiful. The person can be really happy about that. But that's not the source of his happiness. It's not that he has what he needs. His happiness lies in the fact that I've got a lot. Me ohev behamon lo sevua. If that's what you like, then you will never have a harvest. Because while you're sitting there basking in the bounty of your harvest and feeling so happy that you have so much, by mistake you're going to be looking down the road and you'll suddenly see that the other guy has more, or the other guy has a different quality, or it's nicer, or it looks nicer, or it is better, or you had less trouble, or you don't. And suddenly you're going to be upset again. In other words, don't find your joy, don't find your satisfaction in the existence of the thing. It's not important. Not important. Important is, a person has needs, a person has to live, so that he has an interest in finding a means of living, finding the hechatims, he should be able to eat, he should be able to feed his wife and children. It's a kosher hegesh, it's a big achrayus, it would be very irresponsible not to think about that. But that's it. So we live in a world of sheker, very, very much like it's a cliche. I mean, you hear that from morning to night, but the evidence is it is that way. And the whole thing that keeps the wheels of commerce going is very, very shekadic. And so sometimes if we don't remain on top of it and we're not aware of it, so we get ourselves all messed up. Cars. Nowadays cars are a big deal. You need a car? What's a car? So no matter if you ask about seichel, what's a car? So car is a pshat that you're over here, and you've got to be over here, right? And the car is the hechatim to get you from here to there. That's a very, very beautiful thing, a very, very useful thing. With all the advertising, with all the culture in which we live, so cars become something quite different. I made a study once. Advertising agency or advertising council, they made a study. It was many years ago when nowadays smoking, people who are seichel don't smoke anymore nowadays. Like that one used to be, the people smoke, I guess people smoke today, but also the bale seichel don't. But they made a study, yeah? And they would go to a guy and say, what brand of cigarette do you smoke? So he'd say, "Where is this brand? Camels." So then they would see and sit down and say, "I can tell you, not with 100% correctness, versteht sich, aber bederch klal, what car you drive, what kind of drink you drink, where you buy your suits." What's the pshat? The pshat is that who is a person who smokes Camels? Like, he has a certain kind of personality. Like, this suits his tzura sa'adam. Right? So, if that's the kind of way you express your smoking, so min hastam, you'll want this kind of car. Why? Because this car has the image of a very sporty, and this one is very tough, and this one is very luxurious, and this one is very this, and this one's very that. In other words, it becomes an extension of your personality. If you tell me what's your personality, if I take him telling me what you smoke, so I can tell you, if you smoke this, that means you're trying to project this kind of an image. So in the summer, you'll be driving this kind of car, and you'll be doing this, and they were very accurate. Schätzung is not 100%, but it's much too accurate for comfort. Meaning, the MS is like that. That's was hat man getan? What has become of man? They become a scheiter. Yeah, instead of a car being a hechatimtz, like I say, if you're over here and you've got to be over here, and the car is a hechatimtz to get you from here to here, it's today a different zach. It's a home away from home, and it projects your personality, and you deserve to be pampered, and you got to have hand-tooled leather, and you have to have this. Like, the emphasis is if somebody came from Mars and heard what's being done, he'd think that The ganze Welt is meshuggah. And what's the emes? The ganze Welt is taka meshuggah. That's the emes. And it's perfectly emes. The trouble is, if the thought would be that we could look at the goyim and say, ah, man, it doesn't go. Right? Or you could look outside the Kosler Yeshiva and say, oh, that's outside the Yeshiva. And Yeshiva Baruch Hashem, we have Seichel. Seichel Neshon, we don't have any more Seichel. We have less money, but the same absence of Seichel. Right? If you need a Raya, I'll bring you a Raya. I have in my car, I go on trips, I like to have a tape recorder. Usually I do my correspondence in the car, but I make tapes while I'm in the car. I don't have time to write to people, so I do it orally. It uses my time usefully. So I have a jack which goes into the lighter and plug it into the tape recorder, and then I can use the tape recorder. Yeah, if you have batteries, you never know. Is it running out? Is it not running out? This is a very useful thing. It's a jack which fits into the lighter. No problem. By here, young. A jack. It's an inside or a short or something. And it doesn't work. So this Friday, I told Michal, listen, let's go. I got to buy a new jack. I need the tape recorder. Go buy a jack. So we were setting out to go and buy the jack. I said, you know what? Let's find out what a tape deck costs. All right? It was not a pitom. I need a tape deck in my car. Yeah? Was it those? I know exactly what happened. Somebody told me that he got a present, a tape deck, yeah, in his car. And that planted a seed in my mind. Oh, is that tape deck a good thing? Yeah? So suddenly, I needed a tape deck. I was perfectly happy for years and years and years with my jack. And suddenly, I needed a tape deck. The Amazon Baruch Hashem, the Rebbein Hashem, was matzel me from the tape deck. I don't have any money. Yeah? And they're too expensive. But the Amazon, yeah, I would have wanted it. Why would I want it? The jack did exactly what I wanted. And it did it well, and it did it simply, and it did it relatively cheaply. It's the same as Shagaz. You know, it's available, it exists, so you want it. Terrible thing. It's a pshat, oyev kesef, lo yispa kesef. Umi ohev behamon lo sevua. So kahelas ends. Gamze hevel. That is part of the hevelness. Now, so how did we touch hevel? Hevel is this idea of being unable to grow, no steiging, no nothing, right? But you're sort of locked into a matzav of silliness, of emptiness, of non-developing, non-growth. So a person who allows himself to be locked into this sort of frame set, mindset, that this is important, so then that is hevel, that is part of the hevel of existence. If you are that way, you're not going to get anywhere. Because you've got your values all screwed up, you've got everything is distorted. You forget what's valuable and what's not valuable, what's important and what's not important. And you can get yourself all a very, very distorted kind of life. So, what's the moral of the story? Stick to jacks. That's what you heard. Okay.